Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I hope you got up this morning with a hallelujah praise. Because God is still good. He sits on the throne. He sees your every need and sees your every want. So if you got up this morning, you need to say hallelujah to the Most High God. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text your neighbors. Keep on tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook. Let them know that the word of the Lord is going on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know I stated on last week that, you know, you holler sometimes for loud for a football game. But hey, how about hollering loud for Jesus? Let them know that you serve a living God. God, not dead. You serve a living God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, at this moment and give my announcements. I want to make sure that you keep all these announcements in mind. This is ministry with you in mind. You know, there are other things that people could be doing. I understand. But you know what? The main thing is to stay focused. Stay connected to the Lord thy God. Because sometimes when you get disconnected, you don't get a chance to come back. Sometimes people say, well, you know what, Lord, I did and I did. But, you know, hey, sometimes you don't get a chance to come back. And even when you come back, it's hard for you to get back in that place. You have to start all over again. Glory to God. And nobody likes to do that. You know, you want to continue on down the road with it. Glory to God. So I'm going to go ahead at this time and give you my announcement. I want to make sure that you tune in every Tuesday night for One Word from the Lord, Wow Radio, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a mentor, a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, a coach, I want you to hit them up on Facebook and go ahead and inbox them and leave a message. Make sure you leave some contact information so they can get in touch with you. And if you can't get on their pages, glory to God, we're all under the same umbrella. We have Prophetess Martha Williams, Minister Michelle Wilson, and Minister Elaine Jackson, and we have Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. All of us are under the same ministry. So what you can do, you can leave a message over there on any of our pages, and we will get you to them. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's Prophet Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. So don't leave this year, amen, off this line, not being connected. If you're not connected with a ministry, I encourage you to come on and get in and hear what the Lord is saying. You know, I talk to some people sometimes, and, you know, they ask, what do you do? I said, I do ministry. I have my ministry online. And they said, oh, no, I need to be in a building. I said, okay, glory to God. I said, well, you know what? We are the church. We are the building, glory to God. That's just the foundation that God uses, amen, hallelujah. The church should be in you, and his foundation, really, just think about it, it should also be in you. But that's just the place that he uses for you to come together. We come together here. You know, sometimes when people don't understand what people do, and they'll just lash out and say, well, you know what, that I have to be in a building, you know. And that's fine. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. I'm not downgrading where you need to be and what you need to be doing. But I can guarantee you, we ain't slack over here and learning nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We probably learned more over here than you probably learned in your lifetime. In the building. Hey, hallelujah. My God, my God. So I encourage you to come on in and get in where you fit in and let God be God in your life and watch him manifest his goodness, his grace. Hallelujah, in your life. Watch him manifest the prosperity. Devil is a lie. You want me to get it out. The prosperity that he wants you to walk in. Hallelujah. He said the poor you will have with you always. But you know what? Hey, you know, there are some that wants to come up. You don't know how to come up. But I encourage you to come on over here and learn what you need. Get in where you fit in. and let God be God in your life and let him bring you up to another level. Because on Tuesday night, the powerhouse come on and they don't quit until God said, you know, until the lady comes online and said, okay, you know, I'm count you down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they don't quit until God says it's over. It's up to him to say, okay, that's enough. Okay? So I encourage you to come on and get on. Glory to God. That's on every Tuesday night. And then on Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, a praying, awesome woman of God. She comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time every Wednesday. So make sure you keep that in mind, because that's an awesome, awesome praying woman of God. She ain't scared, not none. Glory to God. And that's the way you have to come against the enemy. When you come against the enemy, you have to come with it. You know, you can't be in one day and then out the next. No, you're hot and cold. What do you say? I'll spew you out my mouth. Oh, come on now. Glory to God. Y'all know the word. We got the scholars on here, I'm sure. Hallelujah. And they're listening. So, you know, come on. That's the word. So you can't be in, out, up, down, all around. Glory to God. Just come on in here. What the Spirit of the Lord has to say through Elder. She will be on this Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. Awesome. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power, and my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And after, you can go get some Kool-Aid, water, ginger ale, lemonade, lemon water, glory to God. You know, some put them little packets in their water. You can do all kinds of whatever you want to drink. But I want you to tune in next for Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Time. Awesome woman of God. She tell it like it is. She tell it how he give it to her. You know, just think about it now. You know, when people say, well, that ain't what I read. Well, listen, let me help you out with that right now. And then that way you can go ahead and put your second thing in the video. God gives many different revelations out of that one word. Hallelujah. If everybody just said the same thing, glory to God, then you wouldn't have nothing really to go on. Hallelujah. My God. So he said one plant, one water, and God gives the increase. So guess what? He's planting the different seeds. You just say, every year sometimes I remember as my dad was a farmer and he used to farm and he would plant, you know, like let's just say peanuts, you know, and then he said, well, and he may plant peanuts the next year, but then all of a sudden he'll change up. Because, you know, they didn't produce what they should have produced in that year. So, yeah, I got to change up fields now. Glory to God. Come on, somebody. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Maybe the young folks don't, but guess what? That's what the older people, the older generation, that's why you help them out and tell them what you used to do. So they got it good over here now, right? Amen to that. Glory to God. But he would not plant peanuts in that same field. He would go and choose another one, and then he would plant something else, amen, plant peanuts in another field, and he'll come back and plant corn in the peanut field. Hallelujah, glory to God. And what I'm saying to you on today, see, that's the word of God. He, one comes with one word, and one comes with another word, but it all ties together if you listen to it. Hallelujah, glory to God, my God. So that's what you want to listen to. You want to listen to as God gives her the word and she brings it out and brings it forth. Hallelujah. And she's also an author. And I want you to go over to Amazon and purchase a book. They are a good read, volume one and volume two. I think they are $2.99. They are ready for you to buy. So don't miss it. Hallelujah. You know, you go to go now to restaurants and stuff. I just put it like that. You know, you pay almost $3 and sometimes it's $3 or more for a glass of tea. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. And you know what? Yeah, you get a refill. Yeah, you say you're getting it free. I hear you. But just think about it. If you go over there and you buy this book for $2.99 and you get a Kindle And guess what? It's yours. You can read it anytime you get ready. So that's your refill. Oh, look out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to go over and buy the book. Amen. And I want to also encourage you to become a partner. We are asking for 25 or more. 25 or more. If you have not, if you haven't given unto these ministries, amen, we're all under the same umbrella. Amen. Pick one and sow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No one will be mad at you. Hallelujah. As long as you sow into the ministry. Because we're all under the same umbrella. We're all under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Ralph and Pastor Joseph Ralph. So I encourage you to come on and get in and let God be God so he can move in the right direction. You will get many, 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 many perks. It's no telling you and even get a call. Hallelujah. When you get contact information, you will get a call. You know, some say, well, you know, I'm going to sow. I heard this all last year. I'm going to sow. I'm going to give to that ministry. I'm going to give. Well, you know what? You had a whole 12 months to give. And you didn't see it yet. You know who you are. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, but it just is what it is. You got to tell the truth and let it fall where it may. That's it. You know? And they said, well, they're just trying to get your money. Come on now. Let me ask you a question. What is $25? No more than $30, $40, $50. What is that going to get you? That'll help pay you up the phone bill. It may, some, but you know now they're on the rise. Everything's on the rise. You know, you have to pay for this. It's not that they give you this blog talk free. You really do. Hallelujah. So just think about it. You can help by helping the ministry. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to give. Hallelujah. And it shall be given. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That includes our announcements on today. I hope I didn't miss anything, and I hope you were listening with your listening ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. I'm going to go ahead and open up my line right now for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, you press the 1 and I will bring you in. You do not have to tell me your name, but just give me your prayer request. If you have a testimony at this time, just go ahead and click the 1 and I will bring you in even for your testimony at this time. Because I know God has been so good. You just don't know how good he's been to me. Glory to God. I will give a short testimony. I went to the store because we've been having, you know, some really cold weather down this way, and lights have been going out and different things. So I went in the store, amen, to get a lamp. I was going to get me a lamp. So I came on out the store, glory to God, and I was just walking alone. And do you know that, let me tell you something, first of all, let's piggyback. Let's back up a little bit. That's why I always tell you to pray before you leave home. Pray in the morning. Pray in the car. Pray. If you forget it, then pray, 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 pray. You all got to have a spirit of prayer in your heart. You got to have it now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can see the signs of time and things that are happening, and I'm just going to tell it like it is. Some people just don't care. They know they do not with all everything going on. So I was walking and walking across the parking lot, getting ready to get in my truck and get ready to come on home because I couldn't find what I needed. So as I began to walk, this big old truck, he almost backed into me. Hallelujah. But just because the Holy Ghost pushed me out of the way. Thank you for God's angels. Pushed me out of the way. Glory to God. But do you think they stopped? No. Did you think they seen me? Yes. Glory to God. But they didn't stop. Thank God I was able to get on out the way. Glory to God. It's just like something stopped me and pushed me back. I said, good God Almighty, thank you, Lord. Because prayer, we're work. You just got to work it. Glory to God. So I know if that happened to me, you got testimonies and saying, well, how good he done been to you. So don't hold back. Now's not the time to hold back. Now's the time to let everybody know how good he has been to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I don't see anybody press the 1, so guess what? We're going to go on in prayer. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness.
We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, O Lord, how it shall endure forever. Father God, we thank you how you watch over us, how you protect us, Lord God, how you protect us from hurt, harm, and danger. In the mighty name of Jesus, all seen and unseen, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, how we walk in the spirit realm, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and your angels, Lord, are there to camp around us, Lord God, to keep us, Lord God, in all thy ways, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for everything that we need is in you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that we'll be prayerful minded from now on, all the way down, Lord God. We will not stop praying. Don't stop praying until something happens in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we lift you up on this day because we know we serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve a God in season and out of season, huh? Because Psalms say it's not your season, huh? But guess what you do? You keep on praying until your season come, huh? They say it's not your season for finances, to be delivered. But guess what you do? You keep on praying, keep on believing, and keep on keeping on towards the Most High God. So he'll take you in that season. We thank you, Lord God, because some will say it's not your season. Hallelujah, glory to God, to believe God for a husband. But guess what you do? You continue to believe God for that until he manifests in the natural realm, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, and Tom says only a certain time, that he will heal you, Oh, my God, that he's a healer anytime you need him, He's a doctor, he's a lawyer, You can call on him, anytime you get ready, hallelujah, glory to God, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we pray for those that need healing on this line, heal them, God, wherever they hurt, if it's church hurt, if they're hurting their mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, I come against every jealous spirit. You can't have a jealous spirit and walk in the spirit of the Most High God in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we kill that jealous spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't be jealous of what another man has. Just believe, God, that yours is coming in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord, we serve a right now God, on time God. You're never late. You're always right on time. Tom said, Lord, I asked you, but it didn't come. But understand, he may not come when you want him to, but he's always right on time. He might have didn't give you that money you needed right then, but understand it. Your telephone didn't get disconnected. Your lights didn't get turned off, did it? Hallelujah, glory to God. So guess what? He's still right on time, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord, you to be everything and to all, Lord God, that we need you to be. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we pray for the children, Lord God, and the children, and the grandchildren, Lord God. We pray for the schools, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the prayer circulate and cover them, Lord. Oh, my God, from all evil hurt, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bind that suicidal spirit right now and cast it back into the pit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind that bullying spirit, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we bind every demonic force that tries to come against them right now. In the name of Jesus, and cast it back into the pit. You shall not raise your ugly head in this year. Oh, glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A word of encouragement. Glory to God. Make sure you pray over your children. Make sure you pray for your grandchildren. You know, you can always think about 100,000 things we can pray for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But make sure you're covering them as they get ready to go out, wherever they go. Make sure you're covering them, hallelujah. Cover them with the blood of the Lamb, glory to God, hallelujah. Pray for them and pray that they don't get into nothing. Pray that they make good choices. Pray that they run away from evil. Pray, hallelujah, glory to God, my God. In the name of Jesus, that they're safe. They return safely back to you. They return safely back to their parents in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. God is good. Hallelujah. He's so good. Hallelujah. He's so good, I just can't tell it all. Good God Almighty. Amen. If you would, I'm going to be coming from the book of Job, the first chapter. Hallelujah. Do you fear God? Hallelujah. You know, some people do not fear God. We know that. I'm just saying it like it is. Some don't fear God. They really don't. They don't. Because they do any and everything. You know, just because I say this and I say this over and over again, but I see a lot of things that's going on around me. And you know what? They don't fear God because they keep doing the same old thing. They keep going through the same old cycle. They keep slipping, tipping, and dipping. I'm not talking about them as sinners. I'm talking about church folks now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They don't fear God. You know, one time, glory to God, I remember this lady said, you know, this guy was saying, she want me to marry her, but because she's saying she's living in sin, you know, and she said she don't want to live like that anymore. She said she loved me and she wanted me to marry her. But, you know, he was saying, I don't really want to marry anybody, glory to God. And he told his mother about it. And so guess what she told him? She said, well, they've been doing it forever, glory to God. Now, this is a woman that went to church every day, didn't miss a day. Didn't miss a pot look, okay? So you have to be careful about getting so complacent, hallelujah, that you don't tell people the right thing to do, hallelujah. You got to stay anchored, hallelujah. And these days, you better stay anchored. Don't listen at what these people are saying. You better stay anchored. Only because, like I said, he ain't came, that don't mean he ain't coming. Because he's coming. Hallelujah. And all the people used to say, don't let him catch you with your work undone. Because if whatever they do, if they continue to live in that sin, hallelujah, with him, and what they should have did, just left. Leave him there by himself. He'd be all right. Okay? But just know what you want. You want more from God. So just leave him on. Leave him there. Leave him there with his mother. Okay? Let it go. Hallelujah. That's it. Just let him go. Because that blood stain is on your hand if you don't tell the truth. Because me and someone was having some conversations, you know, about some different things. And I said, well, I don't want this thing to come back and touch me, you know. I'm going to tell the truth. I said, you know what? You got it. You're right. You must tell the truth. Because, you know, the Bible said, be sure you'll see it. Now, understand what it said. It said, be sure. It didn't say it might. It could. It would. It said most definitely be sure. You'll see it will find you out, and it will. So that's why I say don't let that blood stain be on your hand because you didn't tell the truth. Let's go on to Job chapter 1. I'm going to start at the first verse. Do you fear God? Amen. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. You know, in other words, he was good and he avoided evil. You know, we can avoid evil. You see, if he said Job avoided evil, yes. If you know there's something that is not right, then what you need to do, you need to run. Get away from it. Oh, no, I'm not doing that. Oh, no, I'm not going there. Oh, no, you can forget it, quit it, because I'm not going to do it. And that's what you have to do. And I have had to do that because, let me tell you something. We as Christians, you know, let's just say, you know, Christians, I don't know if they're gone far, but I just said believers. We as believers, we have to keep ourselves unspotted from the world because, you know, they want to catch us up. And then they want to say, well, you know what, I knew they weren't true to it. They weren't true. They were just playing on down the road just to get some money or something. That's what they'll say. But that's why you got to be a true believer and believe in this word that you're reading. You know, so many times people will try you by this word. I'm telling you, I have had some, whew, good God Almighty, some people this week been trying to try me by this word. But guess what? I know what they're doing. So guess what I do? I said, uh-huh. And then I hear the Holy Ghost in me say, don't say nothing. Let them go. Let them talk. And I just let them keep right on going. And I said, oh, okay. And walk on away. Amen. But is it hard? Yes, it will. Because I know me, you know, I want to say, look, okay, you did not call me. Okay, God did. So I don't need you to try to try what word I know. Don't worry about what I know. Okay, it's what I do with what I do know. But the Holy Ghost said, leave it alone, leave it alone. So I had to walk away. I knew I would have said it right now. Glory to God. It's just a little human. Y'all know it. Come on. Sometimes you want to defend it. You do. And but I had to walk on away. Lord, it wasn't hard, yes. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's move on. Glory to God. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yokes of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all men of the East. Now, you see, he was one of the greatest men of the East. He had everything. He had all kinds of cows and houses on 1,000 hills. Come on, he had it all. He had plenty. He wasn't lacking no beef. He had lamb chops. He had beef. Glory to God. You know, he had milk. Come on, got milk. Come on now. He had it all. Glory to God. He was not lacking anything. He had what he needed. And he even had, glory to God, he had people working in their house with him. He had people working for him. Come on. He didn't like nothing. He had it. He had it all. He had it all. Plus, he walked with God. He did not bow down to sin. He walked with God. Let's move on to verse 4. And his sons went and feasted in their houses every one his day. In other words, on their birthdays and stuff. And sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. See, they went and they was over there partying, you know, they were dropping it and, you know, just doing different things like that. And, you know, and they were doing the roundup. They was over there doing whatever they wanted to do. And they'll call their sisters to come over there with them and party too. See, you got to be careful when you're going over there. Look right here. They said they went over to their brother's house and they called their sisters over there. You got to be careful about going. Listen, I'm talking about their blood people, you know, their kinfolk. You got to be careful about going to these parties and stuff with these people. Hallelujah. Just because you know them. Yeah, I know them, and I'm still doing. I'm just going to sit up, and now I don't drink. You are a part of that. Are you a true believer, or are you not? Hallelujah. This is something that you are going to have to decide. If you choose this day whom you will serve, are you going to serve him, or are you going to serve, amen, the red cup and the sisters and the brothers? Let's move on. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. So you see right here, Job thought that they had even did wrong or said something wrong. He didn't know what was going on over there. He didn't know what they did. He didn't go. But them children went, oh, this is just my brother. This is just my sister. Oh, this is just an old classmate, you know. They'll be all right. They just going to have a few drinks and okay. Hallelujah. Let me show you what them few drinks got them over there. Glory to God. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came along among them. See? So here he come. Here he come. He come roaring around, hallelujah, roaming, seeming who he may devour. So he came right on around. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence cometh thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said, Satan, hold up, let's go back to verse 7. Hold up just a minute. Let's go back to verse 7 now for a minute. Okay, just think about it now. He going around seeing whom he can mess with, okay? Seeing who he can get off track. Seeing who he can cause to sin. Seeing whom he can cause to break God's law, break God's commandments. Come on now. And guess what? He didn't mess with nobody. You know why he didn't mess with anybody? Because he already had them. That's why he said he was roaming around. Hallelujah. And he didn't mess with them. But he come over here to mess with somebody, ask the Lord, you know, to tell the Lord, you know, I'm roaming around to see whom I may devour. Glory to God. But he didn't mess with nobody else because they were already doing what they didn't have no business doing. So he already got them. So he decided he'd go and see if he could get somebody else. You see? That's what happened. That's why he didn't find anybody at that time. Because he had already had them. Okay, I already got them. They already sleeping with Percy and JoJo and, you know, and Nikki and JJ, and they already over there drinking, you know, and they already said they go to church every Sunday, and they already at the bar. They already ready with that. Go ahead with the Hennessy in their hand. You know, they already got them. I ain't worried about that. You know, they already doing it because they already smoking, glory to God, and amen, and lighting up those little funny cigarettes. So I already got them. I don't even going over there with them. And they go home, glory to God, and they already cursing their wife out and beating on their wife. So I already got him. They already mean, hallelujah. That woman already cheating on her husband, you know, and hallelujah, glory to God, with the deacon in the church. Look out, listen, you better stop it. Hallelujah, glory to God, because God ain't playing now. You better stop it. That's the warning. Stop it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he already doing wrong. Glory to God. And they cheating on their spouses. Glory to God. Pretending they cleaning the churches. And, oh, good God Almighty. And that's where they meet up at. So understand, God is not playing. Okay? Let's move on. Verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and escheweth evil. You know, he's a considered Job. Hallelujah. You know, that's something to consider because he knew Job, amen, he knew Job's heart. When your heart is right with God, okay, and I said do a self-checkup, because I do a self-checkup sometimes, hallelujah, because you want your heart to be right with God. Can't nobody cause you to do nothing that's wrong. If you're doing something that's wrong, glory to God, hallelujah, and you walk in, you are a believer in Christ, and you know that it's wrong, now you ain't going to be held accountable for that that you don't know. But that you know to do and don't do it, to that man is sin. That's the word of God. So if you're doing something and you know it's not right, I don't care who it is, hallelujah, glory to God. You doing it and you know it ain't right, you better, amen, you better repent and stop it now because he's not playing. Glory to God. Let's move on. Glory to God. Verse 9. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, do it, Job, fear God for naught, for nothing. Hath not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? That hath blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. So see, he was going on and on about what Job had. But you know what? That wasn't what Job was about. A lot of people is about their houses, their land, their money they got, their clothes. They're about all that stuff. Well, when that hearse comes and carry you for the last time, all of us, amen, the car, it ain't going. They ain't gonna dig no grave site right over there by your grave and put the car in it. That ain't happening. Glory to God. They ain't gonna take all them clothes you bought and put them down and on the side of you. That ain't happening. Make sure that your heart is right with him. That's the main thing. See, Satan thought maybe that what was gonna get Job was everything that he had. That was it. When he take all that away, then that was gonna be it. That was gonna be it for him. He was gonna go ahead and he was gonna do the wrong thing. But Job feared God. So when you have a reverential fear, that means you know, okay, Lord, I can't do this because I know, you know, this is not the way God wants me to do it. I can't do this. I cannot go here. I cannot do this. You know, when you got that fear for God, then baby, you own something. Not saying that you're perfect, because you're not perfect. No one's perfect, but we need to strive for perfection, to keep doing the same old, same old, same old every year. We just now in January How many do a self-checkup? You don't have to tell me, glory to God. Just tell him about it. How many are still doing the same thing that they did over in 2023 and 2024, and we just got into 2024? Think about it. Okay. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. So he told him, you can't touch him, but you can touch everything around him. So understand, he didn't leave nothing, amen, out that he couldn't touch that include his children. Hallelujah. He said, you can touch anything that's around him, but you cannot touch him. You can't kill him. Glory to God. Can he trust you enough? Do you have enough fear to know that he can trust you, that when things get hard, you're not going to back up? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to continue to press forward. You're not going to back up because you say, I ain't got enough money, Lord. I just don't know what I'm going to do. Can you continue to press forward? You know, I've told the story many of times when I didn't have not one night for a whole summer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I had to live through that. But I did not back up on God. I went right on and went to church. I kept on going and kept on going. You just have to keep on going and believe God that he's going to do just what he said he's going to do. Because he said in his word, every promise. He didn't say some of the promise. He said every promise. You know, sometimes when you read the word of God, you forget what he said. Hallelujah. He said every promise in this word is yea and amen. That means I'm going to do it. He's not going to do nothing outside of his will. He's not going to give you nothing outside of his will. Glory to God. But you know, sometimes people will keep on asking, well, Lord, I want that car. I want that one, Lord. And you know you ain't got that money to pay for that car. And he has said, no, don't get that. We can get this one because this is the one I'm going to bless you with. And then that way you'll be able to have money left. You won't take all your money to pay for this certain thing. Glory to God. I can vouch for that. He told me during those times and years, I give you testimonies because I know testimony after testimony after testimony what I went through. I remember, glory to God, he told me this is the truck I want you to go get. And I gave y'all this. And he's bringing it up again. Amen. So just be careful when you go to do stuff. Have a prayerful mind and say, Lord, do you want me to buy this truck? Do you want me to get this car? Glory to God. I said, okay, Lord, what do you want me to get? Because I needed it. And he said, go, I want you to go and get this mountain here. Glory to God. And that's been many, many years ago. And guess what? Anything God gives you, guess what? You're going to be able to keep it. Ain't nothing going to come. The popo, whatever you call it, repo, popo, he ain't going to come and bad pull right up there beside you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God going to make a way for you to keep it. That's the thing about it. You got to be sure that he tells you to do it. If he tells you to go and you stay here and you stay there and you do what he needs you to do, he's going to provide what you need. I said, Lord, I don't like this certain thing. He said, guess what? It ain't yours. He said, it's mine. I'm just letting you borrow it for a minute. I said, okay, thank you. And went on, hallelujah, glory to God. He will talk to you just like that and let you know. That's when you know you got an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and stop complaining. Let's move on. Verse 13. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the savings fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. You see, he was beginning to lose all that stuff he had. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and has burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Understand, it was coming. They started to come. Can he trust you? Do you fear God enough to keep on going? Hallelujah. Can he trust you to keep on going when all these things get to happen around you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. While he was yet speaking, there came another, also another, and said, the shouting made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. You see, understand what's going on here. It's test after test after test. Hallelujah. We're going to see what Job said. But understand right here. Understand, do you see how he allowed that one person to live? And all that mess that was going on, and all those tests, and all those trials, all those tribulations that were going on, he allowed that one to be saved to go back and tell Job, because he wanted to see Job's reaction. Glory to God. He will allow one, so they'll make sure that they come back and tell you about all this stuff that's going on. Glory to God. So they can discourage you. Hallelujah. So be careful how you let people discourage you. You know, I always say some things are not even worth listening to. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear this, and I don't want to hear that. Some things you have to listen to, I understand, but there are certain stuff you shouldn't have burning and itching ears about other people. That's the thing. But you know what? Let me tell you what happened to him. The police had arrested him, and baby, he beat his wife and all this kind of stuff. Even if you know it, pray for him. That's what we got to be, people to be prayerful minded now. So you got to pray for them. Well, you know what? Hallelujah. His children got arrested. Pray for them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's okay. Pray for them. We got to have, amen, a direct line to him where we pray for of our others instead of our four and no more. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 18. While he was yet speaking, oh, my God, my God. There came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters. Okay, look right here. Amen. Job chapter 1, verse 18. Listen to this. Glory to God. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped to tell thee. Do you see how that one lived? Glory to God. The great show, he come back and tell it. You see? Glory to God. Now look right here. We also read, amen, back over there, we said, you can touch anything and anything around Job. Because see, God knew Job's heart. He knows your heart. He's not going to put no more on you than you can bear. You know, so many times, amen, I just keep hearing money, money. Okay, well, so many times people be needing money because they ain't doing right with what you got. When you do right with what you have, God will increase you. But if you ain't doing right with what you have, then he's not going to increase you. That's the thing about it. See, God is raising up people in this season that he can trust to help others, to help with the ministry. He's raising them up. He's going to give them income to do it. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And that, hey, that's not no speculation. That's a guarantee. So if you ain't in that place on today, you need to go back, sit down, and say, Lord, am I paying my tithes and paying my offering? Lord, can you raise me up, Lord, so I can give more here, give more there? Because I said, Lord, if you increase me, then I will increase. So when I got ready, amen, to increase, I said, well, I'm going to increase this. He said, uh-uh, that's not what you're going to increase. You're going to increase and give this. I said, okay. And I was done with it. I didn't fight with him because I asked him. He will give you an answer if you listen. You know, sometimes people say, well, I can't hear from God. No, you hear him when you talk about money. When he say that, then you're like, uh-uh, that wasn't God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. The enemy ain't going to tell you to give no more money to the kingdom. Is he? Come on now. You know he ain't. He's not going to do that. He'll tell you to keep it and go shopping. He'll tell you to keep it and go on vacation. He'll tell you to keep it, go to the casino. He'll tell you to keep it, glory to God, and hallelujah, he will do that. Let's move on down. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. After all Job was going through, Job fell down on his knees and worshiped. Hallelujah. Because he knew he served an awesome God. Whatever happened, it happened. You know, and I always hear my father say, time and chance happen to us all. Glory to God. And what you do is you pick yourself up and ask the Lord to help you and strengthen you on the inside. And you keep on going. Will it be a struggle? Yes. But you do you keep going? Yes. You move forward. Husband's acting up. Mm-mm. Don't be a part. Let him act up. You just do the right thing and keep pressing forward. And watch God. Watch him move, glory to God. You know, I hear this saying about bounty hunters. You know, I like to watch sometimes, amen, how they be doing it on the older movies. And I said the Westerns, that's what it is. And then they have these bounty hunters out. They don't stop until they get their man. They go from state to state, state to state. Well, let me tell you, be a bounty hunter. Don't quit. Hallelujah. Until you get to where you want to get in God. Don't quit. They don't quit. They'll go from place to place to place, city to city to city. They don't stop until they get that bounty. So don't you stop until you get what you want from Jesus. You keep on going and keep pressing. You're in a pressing season. So don't give up, my friends. Just keep on pressing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not nor charged God foolishly. See, he didn't charge God foolishly. He did not. He did not charge God foolishly. He kept on pressing. You see what I'm saying? So you got to be careful. Lord, I asked you this years ago, Lord. Well, it may not have been time. Like I said, God knows what you need. He wants you to be able to keep it. And, you know, he did. He told me to get that truck, glory to God. And you know what? That has been a blessing. I'm telling you. That has been more than a blessing. I know some of my siblings and friends can really, you know, talk about how blessed that vehicle has been. Because if he tells you to get something, he's going to put the blessing in it, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I always use those testimonies and how God made it, how he did it for me. And I know he can do it for you. And he's doing even more things in my life as I speak. And he's doing the things that I've asked him to do. Because, you know, sometimes we can ask God for some stuff and we ain't ready for it. But I wanted him to prepare me so I can be ready for whatever he wants to give me and be prepared for what I asked him for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So understand, he's going to prepare you. You know, as song said, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. You want to be true and holy? That's it. Hallelujah. Tried and true, you're going to be tried. But you got to be true. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't think that we don't go through, because time and chance, as my apostle said, happen to us all. It may be me today. It may be you tomorrow. Hallelujah. So don't give up, even though he went through all these tests. Don't charge God foolishly. You better think about that. Think about that you charge God foolishly. If you have, hallelujah, glory to God, Jesus Christ, you better get to repent now. Because you know what? Understand, if you sin against God, nobody can help you. You know, and even the Holy Ghost, you know, people just blaspheme against the Holy Ghost like none other business. I think they do that because they're, what it is that my people perish for lack of knowledge. You know, and now on that part, I had to straighten that out. You don't want to do that. I said, don't say that. You don't want to do that, okay? So you have to be careful about blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. If you don't know no better, then just don't say it. That's what I say. Because guess what? That gets you in a lot of trouble. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, and sometimes people want to kind of try to say, okay, I know this and you don't know that. I don't care what you know or who you know. That's fine. All I do is I walk in what I'm supposed to walk in. And that's what we got to get. Don't try to walk in another man's shoes when you're coming, you know, with the word of God. Walk in your own place. Because he said, if you open your mouth, I'll fill it. He'll give you what to say. He'll tell you when to say it. He said, don't say that right now. That's not for this season. Hold on to it. But I will tell you to say that. Glory to God. He'll tell you. The Holy Ghost in you will tell you just what you need to say and when you need to say it. Because Job went through many trials, but he did not choose. He did not charge God foolishly. Have you charged God foolishly in the trials and the tests that you've gone through? Because there are many that you're going to have to endure. Not just you, everybody. As long as you're here on this earth, you're going to still have to endure trials, tribulations, and trouble. But you got someone that you can lean on when you're not strong. Lean on him. He is your strength. Lean on him. He'll give you peace in the midst of the storm. Lean on him. He'll give you peace in the midst of the death. Glory to God. Amen. Look at here. It took all his children. They died. I say, you know, when I was reading and looking for it, it was a light hurricane, not a hurricane, I'm sorry, but a light tornado. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all the fire from heaven and all that. The lightning came and struck and it tore the house up and everybody in that house understand. Glory to God. So you see what I was saying, you know, whenever your sisters is having something and brothers or whoever, hallelujah, having something and they're over there in the house partying and drinking, you don't want to be a part of it because if you're there, then you're going down too. Amen. Glory to God. So just be careful where you spend your time. Be careful where you go. Be careful what you do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to reiterate, amen, on today. I know I said that we were getting ready, amen, to sow our first seed of the year. Hallelujah. So what that means, I guess I need to break it down. You know, some may have already gotten paid or whatever. Your first fruits, that'll be the first check that you got this month. Glory to God. If you have gotten paid this month. If not, then amen. You know when it comes. If you want to sow, that's your first seed of the year. So, amen. Glory to God. Always be your first fruits. You always. You know, we always expect God to do some great and mighty things for us, but we don't want to do no things for him. We just want to say, okay, Lord, you bless me anyway, Lord. You give, nah, you got to do something also. And I know y'all heard when this lady came online and she talked about whenever, you know, I spoke online, God said, for this right here, you're going to have to sow. You're going to need to sow $100. He said, for this thing that you're going to need, I told him, just like he said it. Hallelujah. And, you know, someone else, they got the same thing. They got the same information. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They got the same information. And we're looking for them to come to the line and give their testimony. Hallelujah. I know they said that they don't talk much, but you don't have to tell it out. Just tell the important parts. You know, so other people are overcomers by the word, hallelujah, of your testimony. So in other words, they'll believe, hallelujah. It'll help them along the way to believe that God, if God took care of you, then he's going to take care of them. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to go ahead and continue to sow your first seed of the year. Because we serve a God that's so awesome. We serve a God that's so good. We serve a God that don't mind. He don't mind giving us, and he don't mind us having stuff either. Hallelujah. He don't mind none of that. He don't. Just make sure that you give God what belongs to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have a few minutes. I'm going to go ahead, first of all, and go back down my line and see if anybody has their hand raised for prayer. If you desire prayer, we have a few minutes. You can go ahead. Amen. I have someone right here. Amen. Let me see if I can bring them in. Caller 465, you're live and on the air.
Yes, I was calling to say that I know that prayer works. And I had a financial blessing. I had to pay for my medicine. My medicine was $3,000. And I sold my seed. And when I sold my seed, it came back to me. I did not have to pay anything. And I can tell anybody, God works. And I know he will.
Well, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Carla.
No, I just wanted to call in. I wasn't going to call, but after I got my toes stepped on, I had to go ahead. I couldn't hold it. I had to give it.
Well, amen, Carla. We thank God for stepping on the toes. So you can call in and give your testimony. You see, did you hear how much she said that she had to pay for that medicine that she needed? Glory to God. Hallelujah. $3,000.
But the first time I had to pay, before they got it going, I had to pay $554. But after that, they told me don't pay no more until they got it worked out.
Look at God. Won't he do it? Yes, he will.
All the time.
Yes, he will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you see, it works. Now, I'm just saying, I'm going to say this. This is what we do. Whoever gives the word, then that's where you sow the seeds at. You can't take them in the, okay. If this word, the word came from prophetess, amen, under the umbrella, Apostle Yvonne Rousville, let me help you. Let me clear that up. Ain't nothing going on over here. I'm going to straighten y'all out with all this stuff going on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then that's where it comes in at. You don't take it and go to some other church, what I'm saying, and sow it over there because it didn't come from them. Hallelujah. So I encourage you on this day to listen to the word, amen, that's coming forth. Nobody's trying to get your money because God owns everything. He owns more than you can even give. But, Carla, we thank you for calling in and giving your testimony. God bless you and keep on keeping on. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't we serve a right now, God? We serve an awesome God, y'all see? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, glory to God. We thank that caller for calling in, giving that awesome testimony of how God worked it out. Hallelujah. If you believe and you do what he says, he going to work it out. You know, doubt and unbelief, hallelujah, glory to God. Mm-mm. Faith and doubt, it can't work together. You got doubt and you got unbelief, them two right there can work together. But faith and unbelief, they can't work together. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God is doing in this season. I hope you are too. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm going to go ahead now and give the call to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father, into what you want me to be, Lord. Father God, I repent of every sin that I have committed, even those thoughts that I had that weren't like you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're creating in me a clean heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer in Christ Jesus. Get in a Bible-believing church. If you do not believe it, hallelujah, my God, if you need more information, hit me up on Facebook. It's Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. You can also inbox me, and I will get back with you. Leave me a contact number, and I will call you, and I will pray with you in this season. Glory to God. I want you to go on Facebook, amen, and look at some of the things that I'm posting, amen, and more is yet to come because God is moving in this year, and, you know, we don't want to be left out. Whatever he's doing in this season, I don't want him to do it without me. How about you? Glory to God. So make sure you inbox me, glory to God, and leave me a contact information, and I will get back to you. Amen. And now I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction and we're going to get out of here. Amen. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your week. Remember, pray without ceasing and have a reverential fear of the Lord and stay away from evil. Amen.